All right, let's try to establish a better connection with John New Smith. He's heard this before in his playing days. Let's do it again. Okay, let's do it again. Line up. Let's do it again. John New Smith is on the line with us. John New, we got there we go.
Yeah.
Much better. Did you ever hear that in your playing days? Let's do it again. Again.
Run it again.
All the time, man. All the
That's
time.
That's right. So we didn't hear your answer, and we were kind of joking with you of, hey, you know, really, Derrick Henry, because of the injuries, did you think maybe you could get a carry? I mean, you could carry the football. Did you think that could happen Monday night?
Yeah, man. I mean, whatever we got to do, whatever it takes to win, man, I consider myself a versatile player. And, our coaches, you know, try to get the ball and, you know, every one of our hands, you know, who can make plays. So, I'm fortunate enough to be among that list. Guys, you know, that can make some plays. So, man, I'm just really trying to put myself in put my team in the best position to win. So, I got to get a carry, man. That's what I got to do.
We all know this year has been a very, very strange year and an odd year. None of us have ever experienced anything like 2020 through, you know, I would assume every level for the most part. I mean, maybe young day. But since you know, college and now as a professional – you've never gone through an off season like this, no preseason, and then going, you know, especially a Monday Night Football stage to kick off your season and virtually no fans in the stands. So now that you've gone through it and the dust has settled, it's a lot easier to talk about it because it was a win. But what was the experience like for you?
It was different, man. It was wasn't like anything that I was used to, you know, all the way from Pop Warner. Even, you know, you had, you know, people on the side cheering and rooting for you. Fans are definitely a huge part of the game, and they are a huge part of which makes this game such a great game. And you know, it was different, man. But at the end of the day, we're professionals, and you know, being a professional, you know, one of your jobs is to, you know, adjust and adapt, and, you know, to any situation. So that's what we got to do, man. And you know, there's no excuses. You know, whether we whether we have fans or no fans, you know, we got to perform at peak level.
It seemed like, Janu, around the league in week one, because of everything that's stated, the no preseason, and just a different camp for everybody, that the teams that had a little bit better continuity in the offseason, more familiar faces or the same faces back on the roster, in your case on the offensive side of the ball, they seemed to do a little bit better than maybe teams that had more turnover. Did you feel that way too? I mean, the pieces on offense were, you know, almost the same from last season. How much did that help you guys?
Yeah, just the familiarity, you know, just the commonalities of, you know, everybody knowing one another, man, being familiar with one another. And, you know, just having the, you know, chemistry with one another, man. And, you know, the more time you put in, you know, with your guys, man, the more you know them. You know, on offense, that translates to, you know, for example, just quarterbacks knowing where the receiver's going to be, receivers knowing, you know, when that ball is coming out, you know, the backs trusting their landmarks, you know, from the O-line. Man, this thing is all tied in together. So just being familiar with one another and, you know, just, you know, trying to continue to grow, man, and you know, be the best thing we can be.
Tell us about your cohorts, you know, who are familiar faces and names because they're back, and Anthony Firkser and Mykole Pruitt. I mean, you're certainly the first option at that position. You had, I think, 7 targets on Monday night. But it seems like in their role, when they do get an opportunity, those guys seem to make the most of it.
Yeah, man, that's kind of what we preach in, you know, that room, man. You know, we all are here for the same goal and, of course, the same purpose to win a championship, you know what I mean? And that's going to take group effort from each position group, you know what I mean? And we got to all collectively come together, you know. So in our specific room, you know, we really, you know, set the standard on, you know, taking advantage of every opportunity, man. And, you know, because you don't know when the next one's going to come. You know what I mean? So you just got to take advantage of every opportunity, whether it be in the run game, the pass game, and you don't know when that is the play that, you know, will make the difference of the game. So we, you know, when our number's called, man, we make it happen.
Talking to Jonnu Smith, tight end for the Tennessee Titans. Home opener coming up on Sunday against the Jaguars. So, Jonnu, what time did you guys actually get home coming back from the game Monday night? It had to be a late night.
Man, I think we got home about 5:30.
So the sun was coming up
landed,
almost.
Landed at 5:30. When I pulled up to my driveway, the sun was up.
Oh,
man. Yeah, exactly. So it was, but, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? So came into work the next day, man, it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's just part of it on a week two.
So, and being it that it was the first game and you hadn't had preseason games, how did your body feel after game one as opposed to, say, last year after the first game?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely feel the difference not being, you know, tackled and being out there, man. But that's why we work so hard in all season. We weight train, we lift hard, we run hard, you know, so that we can be prepared, you know, for whatever happens, man. We didn't know that, you know, we wouldn't have a preseason. So, you know, that was something that we, you know, had to adjust to, just, you know, part of being a pro. So, but we got to get out there and find the best way to win. And, you know, it's definitely going to feel, you know, after every game in the NFL, man, you know, it's not going to feel like a massage that you're getting from, you know, massage envy. But, right. It's definitely, it was definitely different, you know what I mean, just not having that preseason and, you know, just getting some live contact, man. But this is what we do, man, so it's all good.
We're talking to Jonnu Smith, Titans tight end, here with us. I'm Darren Donovan Chase. What was it that, and we saw this last year right off the bat, when Ryan Tannehill took over as quarterback, it seemed like that you and him just, you instantly connected. Was that just because of the reps in practice, or what was it that made you two really click, and we've seen it go all the way through the end of last year and now the start of this one?
I would just probably say the trust factor, man. You know, just you know, him trusting me and my ability, you know I'm gonna go get the ball and, you know, make plays with the ball in my hands after the catch. I think he just trusts that, and, you know, not only me but so many guys, man, and, you know, that's why we've had success as a team, because of the trust that we have one another. So I think that's the biggest part.
Jonnu, whenever you hear, you know, the outsiders say, all right, Titans should take care of the Jags, they should go in and defend their home turf and win this one, you know that there's nothing easy about an NFL football game.
Absolutely.
And they're 1-0 just like you guys. So when you hear those things, how do you put the noise aside, not listen to that? And also with these young guys that you have in the locker room, how do you try and teach some of that of, hey, we got to go out there and do our job?
Man, one thing that I would always, you know, kind of instill into people who don't really know the game or just is new to the game is, man, the people who have the most to stay are the people who don't play it. So that's just the facts of life, man. The people who, you know, are the most, you know, anal about, you know, little things, or, you know, if a guy misses a block, misses a throw, drop a ball, those are guys who've never played a down of football in their life, you know what I mean, but had the most to say. And, you know, it's just a part of the game, man. And fans and, you know, reporters, they're just going to be who they are, man. And you got to learn to block that stuff out. So, I'm so far away from articles and, you know, what people have to say about, you know, the NFL period, man, because, you know, I get, you know, what kind of scrutiny we receive, man, on a daily basis. So I just, you know, try to block that stuff out. But definitely do appreciate all the love and support that we get, man, because that comes along with it as well, man, especially the Titans fans, man. It's awesome. So, but, you know, I just try to, you know, tell those younger guys, man, to just, you know, don't worry, don't read into all that stuff, man, and, you know, just focus on what you got to do.
Jonnu, I'll end with this, not to put any pressure on you and your teammates. The last time the Titans started off 2-0 in a season, you were 13 years old. So no pressure. Go take care of business.
13 years old in the eighth grade, man. I still remember my teacher name, man.
You were in eighth grade the last time the Titans were 2-0.
Absolutely. Miss Johnstone. That was exactly her name, man.
There you go.
She actually had a brother that played in the NFL.
Oh, really?
I think his name was Lance Johnstone.
Do you still talk to her?
I haven't talked to her since I graduated, man. I graduated from the eighth grade, yep.
Well, you can let her know if you take care of business on Sunday. You're on the team now that broke that record, because you were 13 the last time the Titans were 2-0. So go take care of business.
I will, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for doing this.
All right, thank you. Yeah, my pleasure, man. Thank you.
That is Titans tight end Jonnu Smith, and that's true. It's hard to believe this team hasn't had a 2-0 start since 2008, which is a team that started off 10-0 that year. But they've got that opportunity this week with a win against Jacksonville on Sunday to be atop the division and 2-0 for the first time in 12 years.
Lance Johnstone played for the Oakland Raiders and the Minnesota Vikings on an 11-year career in the NFL, 72 sacks in his
career. How about that?
There you go.
Good little tidbit on the way out.
That was a nice little tidbit. I think we got to get in touch with Johnstone if they go 2-0.
I know.
I think that's a good call. All right, we'll come back and we'll wrap up the second hour. Don't forget Silly Underdog Picks coming up at high noon. You're listening to Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.